You want to start, go ahead, Hallie, or she might come in.
I'm just sending her a text to tell her, just to remind her.
Okay.
Okay. Very good.
I think Mike's ready to start.
Yeah. Is everybody ready?
Okay.
Are we ready to go? All right, Crowley Ridge Regional Library, our Board of Trustees meeting will begin. It's a couple of minutes after 5, February 10th, 2025. First on the items to discuss are the minutes of the December meeting.
I'm ready to approve that meeting.
I believe Dr. Bluffin was present. I'm confident she and I walked out together.
Did they? Okay.
And I'd like them to be checked out, and I'm okay. Approval of the minutes in that
direction. Yeah, I will check on that because I have her here as present via Zoom, and Scott is positive she was here, so I will call her. Does anyone else remember from December?
I know we had at least one on here. Were there two on the...
I was just, I don't know. That's what I have. But I'll look at my notes and I'll call her. So we'll take care of that, and then other than that...
Okay.
Are they approved with the changes?
Let's do that. Okay. Motion's been made to accept the minutes with the change to be made. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion on that? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're good. Then that carries. Second item is our second quarter financial report.
All right, we are halfway through the fiscal year for Crowley Ridge, and we are right on track. No surprises. Everything looks great.
Okay, that's on the back page here, isn't it? Yeah, okay.
Second quarter.
All right, we'll give everybody a moment to peruse that and see if there's any questions. Do you have any comments to make about it or anything?
No,
other than
halfway through the second quarter, and we're right on track, so
okay.
That's great.
All right. That sounds good, then.
Is this the one that we have the cars that nobody wants?
Mm-hmm.
And are we still have the cars that nobody wants?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we still have them.
Okay. Are we paying insurance on them?
No.
Okay.
No, they're just sitting there taking up space. Yeah, I need to get that approved by the county judge to just donate them. Yeah, I'm just going to have to because I can't get anyone to take them.
Yeah. They are still.
Oh, we are paying insurance.
We're not renewing the registration.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I lied.
That's been going on right now.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll get rid of them. It's my New Year's resolution.
I've heard that jingle on the radio a million times where you can donate the cars.
Yeah.
Kids for cars or cars for kids or something. But we would have to have the county board approval to do that.
Yeah. I have to get the
Get their
county judge to okay
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that
okay.
And see if we can get them off the lot.
All
anyway.
Right, I will. I'll do that.
So you dropped the registration today? That we still have
insurance. Yeah, nobody's driving them or anything.
No.
But we need to get them.
Yeah, we did need to. We decided to keep the insurance just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, due to prior incidents where our vehicles had been damaged by being parked on the lot
yes.
and hit by other vehicles. So that's why we wanted to keep that.
Okay. Let's make that a priority then.
Okay.
For the next meeting, see if we can get those unloaded somewhere.
I will. I needed a push, I guess.
And if all else fails, I know a great big hole that we can take them down and dump them in. Put some leaves on top of them.
Did we not talk about scrapping it? Like you had a friend?
Yeah, I've sent out bids to scrap, and
I had a guy that I knew who worked on my son and my son's mother-in-law's car and got a good deal on it because all he wanted was the motor. He raced cars, and so he wanted the motor out of it. And so we got a little more than you would normally get by taking it to the scrapyard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he didn't want either one of the ones we had. Their motors are not race car eligible type.
Okay, I'll get rid of them.
And sometimes they shred them and, you know, only take.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's hanging over my head, and yep. I need to get them gone. You're right. And we still need to get this approved.
Okay. Any other questions on the second quarter update? Hearing none, though, is there a motion to accept the second quarter update?
So moved.
Okay, motion's been made. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and second. Any further discussion? All in favor of approval of the second quarter update, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion is approved. Okay, the Lepanto building.
Angie.
Okay, so I don't know if everyone is aware or not, but we have been in the process of trying to purchase a building to house the Lepanto Library. We found a building. It is a small building. It puts you kind of in the mind of the Caraway Library. It's kind of about the same square footage. It was built in 2021. We have paid our $10,000 earnest money. The total cost is $60,000 for the building. We were ready to close. We've done everything on our end. We were ready to close here a few weeks ago or so. And the way I can understand it, the guy's in the process of a divorce. And so she has to sign off a waiver on the paperwork at the abstract office. And so I touched with him on April 17th and said, you know, when do you think you could do, you know, when you can be able to close? And she said, I'll be in touch soon. So I've not heard anything from him. And so I emailed him again and still no response. So I don't know if he's waiting for his divorce to come final and so that he doesn't have to worry about that and he just doesn't want to tell us that. I don't know. That's just what I'm assuming. But that's where we're at right now. We're just waiting on him to sign off on it and to close on the paperwork.
Where does he... Does his wife have to sign off on it also?
Yes. He either has to split the money with her or she has to sign a waiver saying, you know, to leave her out of it, to exclude her from this purchase.
Okay. You might see if you can, if they're still talking to each other, you might see if they'll come into the office, come in somewhere, or go and meet them and just tell them that we need to get this handled pretty quickly.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
We paid earnest money, is that correct? Is that what
Poinsett County did?
Okay.
So do you have communications with his wife also, or just him?
Just him. I don't know her. And I don't know him other than communicating, getting some paperwork signed electronically through his email.
I see. Where does he live? Does he live there in town?
I'm not sure about that. I know he works in Osceola, but he has Lepanto ties. Now, there's a friend of his that called me and was asking me about it. And said that he said that he will reach out to him. Well, I've called the abstract office and they have not heard from the guy that's trying to sell the building.
So is there, Angie, is there any action we're trying to make, or are you just giving us an update?
Just
I'm just basically giving you an update on what's going on. We're at a standstill. We, like, Poinsett County Library has done all their paperwork. We have actually cut the check for the $10,000 earnest money. We've done everything on our part, and we were ready to close on it. And when it come down to his wife having to be included or sign a waiver on it, and that's put a damper on it.
Is there a real estate agent involved in this too, or?
No, we just, no, there's no real estate agent. We just went, I just went directly to the abstract office, and, you know, they did the proceedings on, make sure there was no liens on the building. There was some controversy whether there were some old tanks buried there, and they've taken care of all of that. Those have been removed. So we went through a lot of process to make sure, you know, everything was, all of our I's was dotted and all of our T's were crossed.
You still have the check of the earnest money, right?
The Poinsett County Abstract Office is holding the check. It's in their escrow account or something. And it will be refunded if something happens and they do not follow through with this. Now, we may have to pay, like, some kind of fees for them doing the research for the liens on the building and so forth, you know. Then we may have to pay a fee for that if it doesn't follow through.
Yes, okay. Is the Poinsett County judge aware of where you're at?
Yes, he is actually the one that's got to be one of the on the signing.
Yeah.
On the paperwork when we close on it. He is actually the one that has to be present.
Right. So why don't you give him a call and see? Just tell him the situation and tell him that you want to get this done. You need to get it done. And you had a meeting regionally up here in Jonesboro, and the board, the regional board, is excited about going ahead and either finalizing this or move on to another, finding another place, and see if you can get him motivated to do it. I'm sure he's got contacts. Yeah. Let him make the contact, because sometimes an official like that might have a little more influence to get the job done.
You're exactly right. Okay. I certainly will.
Okay. Well, appreciate that.
Yeah, just keep us posted.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and you don't have to wait till the next meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead and call Vanessa and tell her as soon as you can make contact and something, some kind of action is going on, keep her posted on it so that maybe we can get this finalized.
We will.
Okay, thank you a lot. Appreciate that.
I believe Kaylee.
You're welcome. Uh-huh.
Thanks, Angie. Yeah, she's been good to keep
you posted.
You're
mighty welcome.
She'll keep me posted.
Okay, so that's an update. That's all we can do on that then, right?
No
so
action.
There's no action necessary. Okay, are there any, or that's just the update. Is there any other information that we need to consider with Poinsett County? None?
I'm good.
Any other business that Poinsett County wants to bring up here at this point? Ladies? Maybe they already clicked out. They're done. Are y'all
done? That's all I have.
Okay. All right. So y'all are done. Then we're going to go ahead.
That's all I have.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and make a motion to adjourn then. How about one of you ladies making the motion?
Wendy?
I motion to adjourn. This is Wendy. I motion to adjourn.
Okay. Is there a second down there?
I think she's the only one.
Oh, she's the only one. Okay. All right, I'm
here. Hallie Orr's here.
Okay, Hallie Orr's here.
Hello?
So, yes.
I'll second it.
Good. Thank you, Hallie. Appreciate it. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you.
Hi, Hallie.
Yeah, this is Mr. Johnson.
Hello.
Yeah, be sure and say hi to everybody.
Okay.
All right, motion's been made in second. All in favor of adjourning, say aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned. at 5:13.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
About 5:18.
Oh, 5:18.
Yes,
yeah.
5:18.
Sorry.
That's it, Scott. Scott, I'll check with Jeannie about that.
Thanks
no
for
one else
the
can
drive.
Remember. Yeah. She was okay.
Y'all be safe. Driving
okay.
Home.
I don't know why I have her on Zoom. Oh, okay. Thank you, Scott. Bye.
So Jeannie was here in person at the last meeting.
Yeah, I don't know why I have her on Zoom.
That's when we voted on that LePage building.
Mm-hmm.
That's not reflected in the minutes either.
No, it isn't. I don't know why it's not.
But we really need a revisal scene.
Why was that not on there?
I don't know, but they're not accurate.
No, they're not.
I know we got it on the tape.
Okay, I'll go back and listen to the tape.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to me. Sorry. Well, actually, it's no, we didn't have to vote on it because it's a Poinsett County.
Maybe we didn't.
No, we didn't because we didn't have to because it's.
It, we had a discussion. Yeah, we
discussed
okay. Two calls, and there was a building that they wanted to add at the last minute, and they said they actually wanted the first building first.
We discussed
yeah.
that. Okay.
Yeah.
They, okay.
They had
but we
the
didn't.
Pictures,
yeah, we didn't
pictures.
Have to vote though, because it's a Poinsett. It was a Poinsett
okay.
County vote only.
Well, just
yeah.
reflected
but,
in the minutes
okay.
that we discussed it.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what happened to me. Okay.
Well, we got the tape.
We're done with that. Yeah, I'll listen. Let me turn that off first.